set.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're told on.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
What?
One cup. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
Hello, Internet. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy Jesse coming at you on the 1-2.
MJ over here.
And this is Chris.
And Chris Charis. And today we have the lovely Natalie and Charlene with us.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome Hello. To Hashtag Actors Life, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That's okay.
Pleasure.
That's not a problem at all. It's been a great ride so far.
But no, so I guess, Charlene, so back to, we're speaking about your the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you. What do you...
I don't know what the most embarrassing thing. There's
at least
been
the
embarrassing
first one that comes
things.
To mind or something. Yeah, well, there's a few embarrassing things, yeah. What,
I was on a bus, this is back home in England, and it was a pretty packed bus, and I'm a little bit of a scatterbrain anyway, like I...
Are you?
Really? Rummaging through my bag, you know, panicking, can't find my phone, and rah, 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 and the bus is taking off, and I'm like, yeah, trying to find a seat, and can't find a seat, and just getting flustered and stuff, and then I drop my bag... And then a box of tampons roll all the way down the bus. And it's like everyone turning.
So in the front's like, thanks, I need one of those,
actually. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing, because I'm quite embarrassing things like that. Like, it's
yeah, but it shouldn't be. Like, every single female gets their period.
I know,
like,
but like, it's not... And I don't know why I shouldn't be talking about it in front of guys, but... Like,
no,
it's just one of those things, you know.
If you drop like a whole box of like condoms,
if it was like
that,
used ones, that would be embarrassing. Yeah. That would be weird.
Yeah, you.
That would be weird. Such as embarrassing. It's weird.
It's from my collection, girl.
That's a
so really heavy today.
No.
No, but like when I. Yeah, but like when I'm like around a girl and you know they open up their purse, I'm like going through their purse. Not that this happens often. I mean, when I said that, it sounds like I'm just rummaging through people's purses all the time. But
when I'm going through my morning steal.
Well, it's my routine, so.
That's why I didn't bring my handbag.
Strangely enough, I feel like I do it often enough though for it to become a thing.
You actually go through your
yeah, just when I'm hanging out with like friends that are girls.
What do you got in your purse?
You get to their purses around, I'm like, oh, what you got in here? I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah, legit though. It's happening.
Guys,
I've never seen
purses,
you do this.
Hide your purses, guys.
I didn't even bring
one. No, I don't think I've ever done it around like any of our mutual friends for some reason.
Oh.
Just
his own exclusive.
Sorry.
But no, you know, it's always one of those things, like when you get to the tampons, it's that awkward, like, I don't know how to... deal with this.
Yeah.
Address it. But it's nothing. That's, yeah.
Have you ever found something like, you know, like anything weird, like weirder or anything? Like a bullet.
Why would you have a bullet in your bag?
Some girls can.
Some girls are killers. I don't know.
They wouldn't have bullets in their bag.
Not that kind of bullet, boys. The other bullet.
Oh, neutral bullet?
Crying out loud like the. Fuzzy.
The vibrator.
Oh.
Or a dildo. Ever found like a dildo?
I didn't know that was a code word for
yeah,
that.
I didn't know that either.
No, I thought you meant an actual bullet.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
No. And then when you said not that kind of bullet, my mind went to NutriBullet.
Yeah, no, my mind
I was like,
well,
they just have a NutriBullet in
their back. Just came out of NutriBullet. This is my...
You never know when you should make
an emergency shake.
Help, I need a smoothie. Fat!
Does anybody have a NutriBullet?
I need a 240 watt power bulb. Pass me the mango.
Three bananas, go.
Oh,
quick milk with that cow, we need milk.
Protein, don't forget the protein.
Yeah, oh, no, dear. Well, I that's where my mind went.
Okay, ready.
It's just innocent yeah. Here. I didn't know
don't corrupt
was another
us,
word
MJ.
For dildo.
And I didn't think people would carry them in their general
yeah.
Life, like general bag.
Do, like.
In their bag, really?
No, I haven't actually carried one in someone's bag. I have been at a girl's house, though, Just a friend. Just a friend.
We just hang really out. Glad that's day. Amazing. You've been actually... in a girl's house.
What was it like?
Can you tell us how it's like?
I'll draw you a diagram. Right?
Oh my goodness.
Feels like a body.
This is how I ended. No, just in, we were innocent, just uni friends. We were actually making cupcakes. That's how innocent this actually was. We were there to make cupcakes.
Some of the kids call it these days.
We were in her bedroom because she was showing me like these Japanese like game shows and stuff. Because I'm really like,
they're great. This Japanese game shows. Amazing.
It's crazy shit. Yeah, yeah. Watch. Anyway, so we were in her bedroom and just being the curious. I don't know, something about. When I'm in someone's bedroom, I like to similar looking through someone's bag.
You like to have a sneak
peek.
I like to go around and get a picture of who they are.
Exactly, I'm really interested in why people are people. Yeah.
What do you go through the drawers and the cabinets? Yeah. And stuff?
So I mean, really? in this case, I went too far.
I mean, I look at the shelves.
She had a very bare room though, so there wasn't really much to go off. So I was like, well, all that shit's obviously in her drawers. So
we gotta go deeper.
I opened up her bedside table. And there were like three dildos in there, and she was like, "No!" She knew where I was going. As soon as I reached for it, she was like over at the computer. She like lunged across the room. She was like, "No!" By that point, I already opened it, and I saw it. And she slammed it shut, and then she's like in hysterics, laughing, and I had that moment. And I was like, "Oh, that's funny." And then I went to the end of her bed, and she's got like a big cabinet, which I assumed had like other stuff in it.
Other dildos.
So I opened it up, and there were like another three dildos in that shit. One. And she was like, "Don't get to that one either." I was like. How many you got? And then I went to open more. She's like, don't open any of them.
Oh my goodness.
That's insane.
I didn't touch the other ones. So I was like, girl, how many have you got, girl? Like,
and she invited over to make cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Sure.
Honestly, looking back on it now, probably was more. And I was probably just too naive to...
See, you cock block yourself.
She must be really into
it's like 50
Japanese.
Shades of Grey role reverse.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Wow.
It it's like a what?
50 Shades of Grey role reversal.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's a C right there. That's something you can write down.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sorry
if you're listening as well.
Yeah, it'll be funny. Say any names, so.
That'd be funny if you was. It'll be funny if it was your guy mate too.
Steve, why ain't you got these dildos?
It was for research.
They sent me out to buy bullets. Turns out this isn't what they meant. Turns out they won't fit in the gun. Oh, no.
Oh, it's in a bigger gun.
Oh, my God.
Where's the bazooka?
I don't know. Have you had any like embarrassing like set stories between either of you though? Like anything?
Like set.
Yeah, like film.
Clear that up.
Set isn't a word for dildo.
No, I thought you said
not sex.
That's what I heard too.
Like, go from that to that.
Yeah, that's like where it's too close.
No,
it's not that kind of podcast, Chris.
It could be. I mean, if you got any embarrassing sex stories, that's great. Everyone loves hearing about that shit.
Off you go then.
That's his sex story.
He just told it. Like,
that was his only experience of sex.
No, I don't know if I've had any embarrassing sex stories that I can think of. I'm just replaying through my mind now. Like, I think it's all good. What about you guys? You have guests.
We'll keep it at set stories.
But if you want to chuck in a bullet story, that's okay. Nutribullet is what I mean.
Yeah.
Or if it's the same thing.
Smoothies all wrong.
Make it smoothies with the bullet.
Smoothies gone wrong.
I don't know.
It's a lot to reply because, like, obviously, it's like.
Had costume malfunctions.
Oh, you've had costume malfunctions. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but that was not on,
like
on set. But that was it.
And that kind of thing.
That was in a musical.
Oh okay, yeah.
My skirt was dancing. This is back when I used to dance and sing and whatnot. My skirt had actually fallen off on stage in a big chorus number.
Right.
This was a festival. I didn't know what to do, so I just. Kept dancing.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
absolutely, yeah.
Like, which
show must go on.
Meant to do. And then I got the massive, massive earache from the director. Why didn't you pick your skirt up? Blah, 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 blah. You ruined the whole thing because everyone's looking. Yeah, yeah, it was really full on.
Wow.
So now
I thought he would have reported it first time. Yeah,
yeah.
With
no.
The thing.
Right.
Interesting. Sorry, I don't know.
Here's a weapon.
No, this is, yeah.
I don't mean to bring it back to me. I feel like I'm always doing that. I had a costume malfunction. I was doing it was my end of year production for like 3 years of university. We had organized a festival and I was doing a show. Show ran for 4 nights. And on the second night, my parents came and they brought like the whole family to watch it. I must have had like 8 family members there to watch me. And it was the one night my belt snapped. And the pants that they had me wearing were way too big for me, like, as it was. So I was, like, having to do it up with a belt, like, every night. And the belt snapped as I was backstage about to go on for the scene. I was like, shit, I don't know what's going to happen here. And I went out, and it's a dance sequence. We're, like, playing, like, chess pieces that kind of, like, dance,
yeah.
This whole thing. And the whole time, like, my pants were just slowly, like, woo, like, get, like, lower and lower. And then you just see me, like, pull them up, and then they get lower and lower, like, pull them up. And it was one of those things where I was like, fuck, of course it's happening, like, on the night my parents come, like, 3 years of uni, and they show up to watch me holding up my fucking hands. But, like, every other night was fine. All the other nights were great. It's the one night they show up, and I asked them afterwards, and I was like, they were like, oh, you're great. And I was like, I had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction, and they were like, yeah, we saw. I was like, oh, thanks. I tried to hide it, but I guess it's not... It's not that good.
Actually, that reminded me of like when I used to dance as well, like on stage, hip hop dancing.
Yeah.
And the stage was so hot, the lights were on, and it was like one of the last numbers, and I was wearing a white shirt. All of us were wearing a white shirt, and we were just sweating so much. But like for some reason, I was dancing, and the shirt got see through. And
nipples.
My nipples were so pointy. I don't know why. It was just like. Yeah, I don't know, but like my sister like took videos and photos of it. And, like, what's wrong with you? Oh, no. I was just like dancing, but I had no idea what was going on. But like, the night of my sister coming and watching,
it is always when someone's coming to watch or someone that you know, or it's the most important night
that's
or
it.
Something.
Yeah. It's always
it really is.
Happens.
It always is. So I don't know.
It's Murphy's Law.
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck you, Murphy. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Really, really fucked everyone over, didn't he?
Murphy.
But, like, set-wise, it's hard. Like, there's been awkward things. Like, I still to that day when we had blood up our nose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That still makes me cringe
up
now.
Up your nose? What do you mean, up your nose?
Oh, we had a scene where we were tied and gagged and like hostages and then, like, they put blood up her nose and stuff.
I was trying to look like you were bleeding. I thought you were like snorting blood or something.
It's kind of to the point where
it's a cult.
This is the way into the cult. You just snort out blood.
But we had to, like, it was gross because the makeup would come around and they would pick out the blood out your nose to reset it, and it's like they're picking your
that
nose.
That would make me sneeze.
Yeah,
right. I would sneeze.
It's like having like dry booger in there, and it's just like constantly there.
It's like someone's picking your nose.
I hate that.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
And it's like, I'll do that. No, that's our job.
But plus,
that's their job.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Plus,
I'm the nose picker. They hire me. I'm the nose picker. Leave your own nose alone. I'll do it. Thanks.
Plus, we're gagged and we're handcuffed, so we can't use our hands to touch or anything. So it was just annoying.
The drool, everything. There was dribble all the way.
Just, like, Thomas, come pick my nose. I sense a booger coming on.
So I remember, like, rubbing my nose against the cabinet. I was like, like headbutting the cabinet just so I get the itch.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Wow. What a role to have. He comes up in the credits, nose picker. That's me, Mum.
That's my job.
That's my boy.
We've taught him well.
Oh. Who would have thought all those years sitting on the couch picking his nose when he actually paid off?
We yelled at him for all those years, but look at him now.
Credited in a film.
Accredited nose
picker. Paying his professional nose picker. God damn, he's got a good job. Look how clean that nose is. moving away from boogers.
Yeah.
We like to play a little game.
Yeah, it's guess their age. Okay, I just came up with that name. I just said my head. amazing.
Very original. What you put into
I
it.
I wonder what you do in the game.
You go bowling for apples, actually.
How
it's
old
a bit
is interesting. Apple?
It's a long apple. But it's basically like celebrities, like, you know, doesn't have to be like old necessarily, but like celebrities, and we guess their age, because I mean, some, you know, these people are beautiful and they've got so much youth going on for them. You go like, oh my God, like, or they've been around forever. You're like, surely this person, they must be like 60 years old, but they're much younger.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of the general premise of the whole game.
Yeah.
So do you pick people and we guess? Or
we kind of all guess. If somebody brings up a name, we'll bring up a name. We'll just consult IMDb to see if like what
really
their actual age is.
We haven't decided what the winner gets or anything.
It's bragging rights at this stage. Yeah, it's a teething process.
Putting a prize into it eventually, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the prize at this stage is...
with guinea pigs.
A sign in front of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Done.
So you're welcome.
Actually, that should be the prize.
There you go.
Sign photo of us three.
But what if one of you guys wins?
We get a lot of selfies.
I've got a lot of signed photos of myself as it is.
Yeah. You got one of Jane Lynch. So,
yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just Chris.
It is actually Chris.
Yeah.
But I don't know, so does anyone have any celebrities just off the bat?
I do actually. We're watching Extra yesterday, you and I.
Oh, we were, yes.
Yeah, and Michael Douglas came on, right?
Ooh.
This guy's been around forever.
Yeah, he's
right. And his dad is still alive. I actually thought his dad was dead, Kirk Douglas. You guys know Kirk Douglas?
Kirk.
It's K-I-R-K. Yeah, it's Kirk.
This whole time, my whole life, it was Kirk.
No, it's Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas was the original Spartacus in like the 1966 or 64 film, I want to say. Spartacus was like a 3-hour long film. It's a really great film, actually.
Yeah.
But he played Spartacus. And at the time, he was like really old. And we found out yesterday that Kirk is actually turning 101.
Oh my God.
In like a couple months' time, Michael was saying.
That's amazing.
Unreal. And he looks like he's 101, let's be fair.
He did look like
he's.
All right, so Michael Douglas.
But Michael Douglas, like, I mean, because Michael's, you know what, like Catherine Zeta Jones senior by like 20 something years, I want to say. They're married, so how old is Michael Douglas?
Yeah, look, I think for 20 years as a mark, I'm gonna guess. I'm just gonna go out and let him. I'm feeling 71, is what I'm feeling.
I think he's older.
You think he's older?
I think he's older because I mean, like Harrison's 77, I want to say.
Bored.
Yeah.
We'll guess him next.
77.
Yeah, 77, 76. I'm pretty
really?
Sure. Yeah, he's ridiculously old, but he does not look like it whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
I
think Michael's around the same age.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's 76.
76?
So you don't actually know?
I don't know.
Guessing. Oh,
no,
right.
We're all guessing.
Okay.
I'm going
to
say he's 76.
What does he look like?
Michael Douglas.
No,
I feel like if we Google him, we'll find out the age.
Yeah.
Okay, since I've guessed first, I'll Google him.
What did you say?
I said 76.
And you said
71.
Just to Google the face. Just Google him.
I have a feeling like his thing might still come up.
If you go Google Images, it should be right.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you guys saying? You don't know
who
he is.
I don't know who he is.
Oh.
You don't know who Michael Douglas is?
I don't know who Michael Douglas was.
What's
what
he in?
Michael Douglas. In, like, everything. You don't know who Michael Douglas?
No.
Really?
Really?
He looks familiar.
Yeah.
Wow, he's been in so many things.
Well,
okay.
I would say 80.
Filmography.
Or 80s? Like the whole decade?
Because if I say 80, does that...
No, it has to be specific number. Specific
Yeah.
No, you have to say one age.
Yeah, I mean, the closest to win.
Wait, what did you say? 76?
71.
I said 76.
71.
Yeah.
I want to say 79.
I want to say 80 or 81.
Okay, which one?
So.
You gotta pick one.
81.
What do you say?
83.
Oh. Have you got
83. Okay, let's bring it up.
Okay.
He's got an impressive CV. A very impressive CV.
Okay, the next one.
73.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was thinking 73.
Wow.
73. So who won? Who got that?
What did you say? You.
I said 76.
Oh,
so
you.
Wow.
So we're just gonna go around the.
You can go around.
Around the group.
So
yeah.
You guys, like, what do you know? Like, I don't know.
What about Dame Maggie Smith?
Ooh, she's a legend.
That's an interesting one.
I know the name. I can't picture
she's
the face.
She's Professor McGonagall.
Yeah.
She's while I'm Downton Abbey.
James Bond.
He hasn't seen her.
Oh, God.
James
is,
Bond.
Is she James Bond?
No, that's Judi Dench.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of. I love Judi Dench.
Dane Judi Dench.
No, we're doing Maggie Smith.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just saying.
But Maggie Smith is
Have you seen Hook? She's like the old Wendy.
Yeah, maybe 80s.
Have you ever watched Downton Abbey?
No, I reckon
she's up there.
I probably know a face.
I'm going to say 89, because I actually feel like she's pretty old, actually.
92.
92? 85. Oh, I was
going to say 85. Oh, beat you to it.
I'm 86. Okay.
84.
Okay. Let's look it up.
Here
we go. Maggie Smith. 82.
Oh. You said 82. No one.
You said 83.
I said 84.
I said 84.
So do I.
So now it's...
Yes.
Charlene, anyone you want to guess?
You should say who we saw in New York. Oh, yeah, you didn't know who he was, but you took a picture of him.
We
walked past like one of those morning show things, and they had one whole window open, and we weren't—you know, let us stop. But Charlene was just like, psh. "Well, we took like we walked past, and we walked past again,
wow.
Michelle picture, and she was like, "Who's this?" And I was like, "Oh my god, it's Michael Caine." She was like, "Who's that?" And I was like,
oh.
"You're English, and you don't know who Michael Caine is." Like, what is wrong with you?
Just because I'm English does not mean.
Sorry,
Master Bruce. Whoa, Michael Caine—that's a good one.
Michael Caine.
Do you know who Michael Caine is now?
AF.
He's Alfred in Batman.
He's super famous for being that Cockney actor.
The old Cockney actor.
I found you, Master Bruce.
Do you know who he is? Or are you just nodding?
No, I don't.
Do you know what we're talking about?
I'm trying to think, because I remember you showing me. I remember after you showed me in New York that I remembered who he was.
He's got that
but I can't
distinct
remember.
Cockney voice. He's in Austin Powers 2. He's Austin Powers' dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. I forgot about that. I feel like he's probably, yeah, I feel like he's probably early 70s. I'm going to say 70, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like
I don't
he's
know.
Actually late
60s.
I'm
going to say 77.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh.
Gee, that's hard.
I can't think.
Because, like,
sorry.
No, you're right. I was going to say, I remember him being in Zulu, which came out in, like, the late 60s, early 70s, and he would have been 30.
Oh.
By then, easy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not good with maths, mate, so I don't know how far that goes.
So, yeah, look, I mean, that's probably like 40 years ago now that film came out.
What'd you say?
70.
Okay. I'd say around 87.
I'm going to say 78. I reckon he's 78. I don't think he's quite cracked 80 just yet, but I think he's on the cusp.
I don't know.
What did you say, Neville?
77.
77? I don't know,
70.
I'm just
going to
go for
74. 74?
Let's just throw something out there.
What did you say?
87.
He's 84.
Ooh! Who is that?
What did you say, 80?
I said 70.
Yeah.
You're the only one who's saying 80.
Yeah,
it's 80, so that's yours.
I'll take that.
I'm going to say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
Jake.
I am a fan of the Jake.
That's a
I am
good
a
one.
Fan of Gyllenhaal.
I saw Maggie Gyllenhaal when I typed Maggie
right.
in that stuff, and then I was like, oh, maybe Jake's a good one.
The Nightcrawler? Have you guys seen The Nightcrawler?
No.
The Day After Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, The Day After Tomorrow.
Which character?
The main.
Prisoners?
The main,
I saw that one.
Prisoners
with Hugh Jackman.
The older guy.
No, the younger guy. The young kid.
The Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Oh, him!
Yeah.
Prince
of Persia? Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Jake Gyllenhaal. What else has been in? Southpaw?
Early 30s, do you think?
I'm actually going to say...
I think it's
37?
And
yeah, I was going to say, he's closer to
40. I feel
like
it's late 30s.
He's
yeah.
closer to
40. I feel like I'm going to say 37.
I'm going to say
35.
I watched an interview, it's actor on actor, and it was
yes.
him
yes.
and Margot Robbie,
yes.
and she
yes.
was like, so you've been doing it for, like, what, 20? Like, I think she was trying to figure out how old she was.
Because he was, yeah, Donnie Darko. He was so
yeah.
he's been doing it for years.
Long time.
Yeah.
He's an incredible actor.
Mm.
Unreal.
Yeah.
38. I'm saying 38.
Damn it, I was about to say that recently.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 39.
I
said 37.
35.
I'm going to go 36.
Hey!
Someone's going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're clustered in the middle there.
36!
Yeah.
Oh.
Second win.
Yeah.
weird.
You never win this shit.
No, no.
I just never win anything in your life.
I don't win year of movies. Wait, that's another game we should play.
Year of movies is a good one.
You're too good at it.
Year of movies.
Okay, let's start this one. But you haven't picked a person.
Okay. All right. Let's go with another senior guy, Robert De Niro.
Okay.
He'd be in his 70s.
Yeah, I feel like
74. I'm straight off the bat. I'm gonna say 74. Done. Lock and load.
I'm gonna go 75.
72. I'm
gonna
go
80.
Different.
78.
I don't know.
What?
No,
I
think
that's it.
Hey,
what did
you say? Yours?
78.
Yeah.
He's 74.
Oh.
Hey,
bam.
Wow.
Good job.
Thanks.
But the other game, I was gonna.
Year of movies. Oh, is that what you want to do, or you want to do Time Machine?
Time Machine.
What is this? I want to know what this
okay.
is.
Okay, if you had a time machine, would you go forward or back, and what would you change?
Of yourself? Or just
history?
Just in time,
your history, or...
I'd go back to the hairdressers and stop them from getting you that haircut.
I haven't had a haircut.
That's the problem.
I haven't had a haircut in like 2 months. Like, that's how it is.
No, I thought about it. I would actually go...
Have you had your gut?
I'm happy with my answer. Block it out, guys. Take it away. No, once I'm done stopping him from giving MJ the haircut, I would go back to the Jurassic period. Because I want to see, like, dinosaurs and shit. I want to see, like, what the world... was like,
but that's just like purely, but like visual. Like, what would you change?
Okay, let me just change the slight rules here. The time machine you can only use once, so can't go back to present time.
Oh, that changes things. Ooh.
What do you mean? Like, so it has to be either before our lifetime or after our lifetime?
Sorry?
Before our lifetime,
no, it can be before, after, or whatever.
But it can't be during our lifetime.
You can, you can.
Oh, I
thought, I don't understand.
You know what? This is too complicated now.
So, we pick a place.
It can be whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever time.
Yeah.
And what would you change?
Yeah.
And what would you change as in the history?
Yeah. Or the future, if you want to, if you were like, if you want, or what you want to see in the future.
But then you can't
go
back.
I wouldn't go to the future. No, I'd go back to I want to go back to period times. I'd like to just see... Just to experience what it's like. I don't know if I'd probably not try to change anything.
But we all
maybe
knew.
Maybe just have but a talk
we
with
learned,
and be like, hey, he's
off. But we learned from but we learned from The Simpsons.
Doing right, but it's not.
Like, we learned from The Simpsons, whatever you do, you're still going to be
that's
fucked
it,
up.
Yeah. Is the butterfly effect?
You touch a blade of grass, you're already affected.
That's it,
anything.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just levitate.
You'd have to just levitate.
It's defecating and levitating at the same time.
It's a flying poo.
Yeah.
I don't know, I was just thinking of the dodo.
I don't know, because I'm obsessed with Alice in Wonderland, and the dodo was a real bird and it's extinct.
Yeah,
it'd be cool to go back
and see your dad.
And save the dodo.
I thought you were
that
like,
would be cool. No,
I would stop the company Dodo from making the internet
company. I would go back
because their stupid ads are annoying. Add dodo.
No, the dodo.
That's true, actually. That's cool.
Kind of magical, aren't they? They're not, but
they are very strange.
Real magical.
Ice Age made them look like dumbass, but
maybe that's what I'm intrigued by too. Like, I would like to go back and like see a mammoth and and see that type of stuff.
Well, you can do
Tasmanian tiger.
The thylacine still exists.
But that'd be cool to be stuck in there, because you won't have internet, you won't have social media, you'll just be in
I'm
the
out.
Elements.
But would you
I'm
know
out.
How?
Elements,
but you would you know how
awesome.
To live in those elements?
You would learn pretty quick, otherwise you'll be dead.
Let's be honest. I feel like it's a risk, like, especially like with like the Jurassic period. It could be one of those things where like depends where you teleport to. You could just teleport back, and you like turns out you're in the middle of like a T-Rex hunt.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh well, this was a mistake. Like, should have been over there, behind those trees or something. Would have been great. Like,
how would you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hindsight is a beautiful thing.
It's taking a big, big risk.
Yeah. Can I change my time machine?
No. That's it.
No, what about dragons? What if dragons were real?
Well, hang on.
They're not in the timeline. That's not in the timeline.
It's changing, like...
That's changing universes.
There's the Komodo dragon.
Yeah. That's true, and yeah.
The great dragon. Stone dragon.
They still have, yeah. They're still like bearded dragons.
Yeah, but like the fire dragon.
Yeah.
The real dragon.
Right. Like Tamara's Stormborn Targaryen's children.
Yeah.
Mine's really boring because I would just go back to being like 15, 16 with all the knowledge and skill that I have now from acting and going from there, because I feel like if you get work as a child, you're more marketable as you grow up in your early adulthood.
Go back to like that one moment where like you didn't have a comeback to someone, you'd be like, now you've got a sick comeback. Like, yeah, well, you fucking like.
Yeah.
Oh shit, forgot. Hold on.
No. Well, your mum's a whore in the future. You're getting divorced. Well, you're going to get divorced with your first wife and then your third wife. You're going to...
Enjoy your parents' divorce in 6 months, asshole.
Oh, man, what a comeback.
No, that's fair enough, though.
That's,
yeah.
That's good.
That's something, yeah.
But that's like completely changing everything.
Yeah.
The course of history.
Yeah. You might
not be on Neighbours for 3 years.
Yeah, but you may not have met like Charlene or us. Yeah, that's or anything.
No, I'm risking the world. What about you, Jack?
Me? Look, I don't know. No, I don't know.
what year would you want to see?
You know,
what year? Like, you know.
I don't know.
Is like a period you're interested in?
Yeah.
Or like,
I mean, there's so many like different periods and stuff that I'd be interested in. I'd love to go back to like maybe like the 30s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like back when like everyone just wore suits everywhere and stuff like that. And yeah, exactly, the Depression. I'll be happy though.
Look forward to the Depression. Look forward to being the only chappy cut around. Else is just fucking dying in the streets and shit. Like,
yeah, maybe not the 30s, maybe the roaring 20s. Let's go with the roaring 20s.
Oh, yeah.
The industrial age.
Maybe you started the Great Depression. Maybe like you went back in time.
I was so happy. I didn't realize how sad we were until we got there.
Change history. Known as the happiest man alive. That's funny.
But yeah, no, the Roaring Twenties would be great. Gatsby and I would be just good friends, and
I'm the other way, guys.
Yeah. Wait, but Gatsby wasn't real, was he?
I don't know.
Don't be honest to me.
I mean, Leo's real, sure. But like,
well, as far as Leo's concerned, he was Gatsby because that man is method AF. So
I go the other way, guys. I'd go far in the future and like do space travel. I'd love to do like spaceships and stuff.
Yeah, but this is coming from the man who's like, fuck, I can't wait to like get a bionic arm. Like,
yeah, like I want a bionic arm. Why? And like we've had this conversation before.
We've had this conversation in the car. Yeah. I mean, was it
Why do you want
a bionic arm?
No, it's like I
just want to be the Winter Soldier so bad.
Pretty much. I just want, yeah.
That would be cool.
Don't you want to have like, don't you want to be
okay, soldier, if I was in the unfortunate accident of losing my arm and the option of having like a bionic arm, absolutely, I'm totally gonna take that.
But
you're like, I
just chop my arm off.
Yeah, if there was the opportunity to be like, hey, we can give you an arm, would you want an arm?
Yeah, but you want to do motivation speeches. You can't do motivation speech and be like, chop your arm off.
No.
Get a bionic arm, now you have meaning. Like,
the grass is greener on the other side.
You just need $1 billion to have a bionic arm.
Like that.
Yeah, well, you know.
So you're saying you would cut off your own arm to have a bionic arm? If it was available right now?
Well, like a fully functional, and it acts like a real arm, but stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Interesting.
What if it malfunctions? Then what are you going to do?
You can repair it. It's just an arm.
Yeah, but you can't repair it. Are you going to regret chopping your arm off?
It's a machine, you can get it replaced.
What if you forget to rust-proof it one day?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, be like Tin Man.
It's advanced, so it's not like, you know, a robot that's 2D or something. It's like a fucking, you know, replaceable arm.
How much of your body would you replace? Would you get, like,
would you be stable?
Enough you could still reproduce and stuff like that.
So you just keep everything, like, you just keep the dick. And
his
like,
brain
is
dick,
just it.
Basically, it's like a sideboard.
No, I reckon you'd have a robot dick if you had the chance to jump out.
But wouldn't you
someone offered you a robot dick, you're like, well, how big is it? Yeah,
but wouldn't you want a body that's like functional but without aging, but you can still like, let's say you can still die, but like you don't age as fast.
So you wouldn't want to be immortal?
No, well, no, but you still want to die because being human, you know, you got to die. Like, that's just natural life. You don't live forever.
No, I won't die.
It's the natural dragons and the unicorns.
Why would
It's a natural thing.
I don't know if
but,
dragons and unicorns would get along.
In my world, they do.
No,
the dragons ride the unicorns.
Just the future, man. Like, like if we're going there that way.
I feel like it's
that was so like.
Yeah,
like, it's the future, man.
Yeah, chug some weed, man. You'll see it from my point of view.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
telling you, man, every third blink is slower.
But why would having a bionic arm make things better?
Were you a fan of Bionicles as a kid? Is that where this comes from?
No.
Don't get me started on Bionicles.
But, like, because, like, okay, we do things with the fear of getting hurt. Imagine those things you can do without that fear.
But imagine adopting that not by that, just that mindset in
general. Yeah, but, like, oh,
well, what if your arm hurts you? You could get electrocuted. You could get.
Oh, that's a good
point. That can do that. You can do that now.
Yeah, but
stick your finger in that socket and you get you're dead. Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's like.
That makes no sense.
Exactly.
It's
but
a
like,
safety switch is working.
But like,
you
know,
stick a knife in the toaster.
No, I'm not doing that.
She's like, not after last time. Yeah,
the last time you told me to stick something in the toaster,
no.
It didn't end well.
No, I have actually done that, but
have
it's
you?
Off. No,
oh
because
my God.
Things get stuck.
Oh, when it's off, that's okay. When it's,
yeah,
it's unplugged.
No, not when it's on.
I've done that before, but I was so tedious about doing it at the same time. I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
like,
unplugged.
Like,
yeah.
Like the game operation.
Yeah.
I was like, is there something I'm missing here?
Touch the walls.
Like, yeah.
But that's like real life operation. You're gonna die.
The Mission Impossible music comes on
yeah.
and all that sort of stuff.
One time I was watching Malcolm in the Middle and Dewey was making toast and it just popped up and he went to put in the knife. My mum's on the couch like, no, don't do it!
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I think what time is it? It's like...
Yeah, we've gone way over
yeah.
time, but that's okay.
What? Why? What was the time that we were meant to do?
There really isn't one.
Oh. So, do we have, like, an outro, or, like...
Yeah, definitely.
well, thanks guys for being our podcast. That was
yeah.
actually really get to know you more.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God, an hour and a half.
Really?
Really?
You guys
great.
You guys
great.
Yeah.
There's things in there I didn't know about you guys, so that was
yeah.
really good.
So,
that was fun.
Yeah,
and
that was a good time.
Yeah,
that
was fun. Yeah, definitely.
Well, we might get you back
with
our next guest.
You'll get us back on as soon as we can. Absolutely.
Hells yeah.
Good
great.
The rest of your stay.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, we haven't asked them about their experience here at the JMC Budget B&B.
Well, we felt very welcome coming
out.
Yeah.
Very used to this.
Well, MJ didn't tell us that you guys stay up late, and so we were like updating him, we're getting in the Uber, okay, we'll be there at this time. He's like, why don't we go back to 12:30? And we were like, oh, can we just wait out the front? We're going to a pub? Like, what do we do?
And then we were worried.
And then
that
we got here and
we
stayed in the front for like 5 minutes,
staying.
And even that Uber driver was like, do you want me to stay? Like, do you want me to take you somewhere? And we were like, no, we'll be fine. And then I saw that you were online, so I messaged him, I was like, will the boys be up still? And he was like, yeah, you're just past 7. And I was like, oh, well. Thanks for telling us, MJ.
There's things I leave out, some things are put in.
Yeah.
Right.
The things you leave out, the important stuff. It's supposed to be the other way around.
I told you boys that they were coming.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us that you told them that we were coming.
I said the loud part quiet, the quiet part loud. No. But nevertheless, thank you guys for being
absolutely.
On the podcast and staying with us.
And thanks for having us.
Yeah. And you guys got a couple more days with us here anyway,
yeah.
so... This is, just the beginning, really. It's been great.
Until next time.
But until next time, thanks guys for listening to once again to the hashtag Actors Life. And this is Jesse signing out.
MJ.
And this is Chris.
Natalie. Charlie.
We'll just reiterate that.
Let me think about my own name for a second.
We'll just reiterate that's Natalie Baker and Charlene Weston.
Yeah, she's never said her name in the question mark.
Charlene.
Ron Burgundy.
That's right, yeah.
This is Jennifer
really Lawrence. Yeah. Thanks again, guys. Hey guys, me again. Thank you and welcome to your end credit scene. Sorry, there's no big reveal of Thanos. It's just me coming at you once more on the 1 to 2 to thank you all once more for listening to the hashtag Actors Life podcast. Now be sure to subscribe to us and join us next time for another all new episode. You get that fresh if you subscribe to us and make sure you get the little thing on the Facebook saying to reveal all our posts because Facebook is now being a little bit weird and hiding all of our stuff. But you can find us on Apple's podcast otherwise to make sure you get all the fresh and the latest. Also on SoundCloud and on Wooshka for all of you Android users out there. And don't forget to leave your comments, chuck us a like, and let us know what you think. Tell your friends. You don't have to be industry professional to listen to us because we're pretty funny anyway. So,
Other things, checklist. You can like us on the Facebook, follow us on the Instagram, follow all three of our personal social media platforms as well. Links are in the description and all over our those other social media platforms. Until next time, thank y'all for listening. Keep on grinding. Mad love, internet. Peace.